And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Get ready. It's called The Sin of Self. Uh-oh. Also, we'll look at this thought process, through him or not through him. Then we dig deep and find out, but why is it so? Why do we have to make it so? And then we close it out with the real secret.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, next hour. Entertainment, not too often in this show. And current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation, except for popcorn. Because I got a piece of popcorn stuck in my tooth, and I don't want to talk about it. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
I spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I'm the center of attention at summer barbecues. In 96, I made some of the tastiest s'mores. And in 09, it was me, your backyard fire pit, that accidentally started a wildfire when a summer breeze carried one of my embers into some dry brush.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. I have been asking you and am asking you to be in prayer for Eric and Ingrid as they are getting ready to embark in a new ministry. Ooh. And that's always fun but challenging. Have you ever noticed that anything the Lord has you doing, it's not always simple? I don't think everything the Lord, it's super easy. There's just nothing to it. Nope, I think there's some work at it. There's some commitment to it. There's a progression in it. And they're looking to advance in their own lives and their own ministries, and we want to be praying for them. They've been praying for the audience by supporting this show for 4 years. If you have ever been blessed by this show, there is a small connection there to Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing because they've enabled this show to go on. Here's what we're going to ask you to do. Just check them out. Go to Facebook, type in Excalibur Roofing, or go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. They always have fantastic pictures and different things going on there. Give them a call, say hi, but keep them in prayer. That's my ask of you this particular week. I did want to let you know that. Great people, great brothers and sisters, brother and sister in the Lord. The other thing I want to mention, Whitefields Ministries, I'm going to talk about Steve in just a second, because Steve and Coral are always on my quick prayer list, you know, like when I got things going, it's Eric and Ingrid, it's Steve and Coral, it's Chris. I mean, these are people that pray for me and my family on a regular basis. Here's the deal with Whitefields. They take the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They give rural pastors financial and educational and moral support, which is the hardest thing to get when you are a rural pastor and there is nobody that you can talk to. Having an outlet is crucial, especially when you're the only person talking about Jesus in an entire culture and village, right? We need that support no matter what. Loner Christianity, total failure, total concoction of the enemy. And what Whitefields does is does not let these ministers go unattended. Whitefields.org. We encourage you to call Danielle at 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. Or go to whitefields.org. Check out the testimony and the videos and the pics and all the different stuff they have. Great blessings is what Steve and Coral bring to people who never get a chance to hear good news. That's cool. I mean, that's just cool. All right. Quick update before we get into our DDD. I am a grandpa again. What was that? Here we go. The revelation of the name. Get ready. Carter Bear Spoon. Carter Bear Spoon. Bear, right? I'll tell you one thing. Nobody's going to forget that kid's name. That's for sure. Fantastic, healthy, great. Mom doing great. Dad doing great. You know, you as a parent, you go through that moment and you get the real nitty gritty. So, son, did you tear up? You know, because they were there alone. And he said, you know, when the baby first came out, you know, it was a tough birth. They had to pull the baby out. You know, one of those where they had to use salad forks, like me.
Exactly like me. I just thought that was so funny.
Pull the kid out, right? And then they clean him up and they give him back. And then the three of them were just sitting there in that one moment all alone. He goes, and that was the moment that he was just recognized how blessed he was. And I was like, I'm so proud of you, son. And let me just say now, I'm not going to begin the I told you this was going to happen to you revenge for at least a week. So I've given him a week off. And then I start my next 30, 40, 50, 60 year. This is all you're doing. Where I get to go, you see, that's what you did to me. You see, that's what you did to me. So I'm just practicing on that. I've got that down with my daughter. Got it nailed. So just great. They're healthy. I appreciate everybody's prayers. We're very excited. So I've got a grandson born in March and a granddaughter born in March. And so I've simply told all the kids, just have every grandchild born in March. And then I'll talk to Marty about getting a little extra credit in February. Just pay them all in March and then just spend the rest of the year paying it off. Right? What a plan. All right, let's get into our DDD. This is called The Sin of Self. Do we have a sound on this one, by the way? What do we got?
Mine, 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 mine.
That's perfect. The sin of self, for those that do not know, let's just understand. I'll tell you why that was really good. Because the sin of self is a little bit connected to the name it and claim it group. Right? Name it and claim it. Self-empowerment. You ever heard that one? Self-empowerment. Be the best you can be. But they're not saying be the best you can be through the Lord. They're saying be the best you, be your own source of strength. Then you have people that talk about this concept called The Secret. Ever heard about the movie called The Secret? If you wish for a bicycle at the front door, and then you open up the door, you'll have the red bicycle you wished for. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that the $7,400,999,000 people on the planet that have never had that happen are like going, where's my bike? It's like, oh my goodness, people. The law of attraction. Here is the law of attraction. If a football team is winning, people will go. That's the law of attraction. Here's what you got to remember. The name it and claim it mentality, the self-empowerment mentality, the law of attraction, which, by the way, The Secret, you do know that that was through channeling of an angel named Abraham, right? Okay, so you want to get wackadoodle on me or what? These are all self-oriented, sinful, self-centered, self-serving, fleshly approaches. Oh, Dave, how can you say that? It's easy. Matthew 10, 37 through 39 says this: the one who loves his father or mother more than me isn't worthy of me. And the one who loves a son or daughter more than me isn't worthy of me. And the one who doesn't take up his cross and follow me isn't worthy of me. And the one who finds his life will lose it. But the one who loses his life because of me will find it. You know when you find yourself? It's when you lose yourself in Jesus. That's when you find yourself. You know all these books that are out there? Find you. Locate you. You're okay. I'm okay. We're all okay. And it's like, no. You have plenty of history looking out for you. Fantastic. But that's not what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to lose our lives so that we can live life through him and minister to others. And any doctrine that puts humanity at the center of being the core of strength, your own mind, your own thoughts, your own power, your own words, any of that trash independent from God is absolutely defined in 1 Timothy 4:1, which says the Holy Spirit clearly tells us that in the last time some will turn away from the true faith and they will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. You know what a teaching that comes from a demon is? You are self-important. You are self-value. Everything is self, 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 self. And that's sin. When you understand your value through the eyes of God and the declaration of God, when you surrender your life to God, when you make God the pursuit, yield yourself, die to yourself and live to him, you begin to understand what true life is. If you don't do that and you are the focus of everything, you're just existing in sin. That's the sin of self. It's not that you can't have faith. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. And I'm a big believer in using faith and working in partnership with God. It's not that the Lord hasn't poured his heart upon you and his heart into you, and you can utilize that as identity and as growing up. It's not what you do, folks. It's whose you are. You could be a dishwasher, and you could be the greatest dishwasher in the world, and you can be a billionaire. You'd be the greatest billionaire in the world as long as you're doing it as unto the Lord. You understand? And that's no disparagement on dishwashers. I was one. At Camelback Mountain, for those that want to know. Camelback Inn. Thank you very much. I didn't do very good, but I was there. I did get a paycheck. That's good. Here's the bottom line. Self-centered, self, me, my. Sin. Because that's not the way Christianity operates. When we get back, we're going to look at how we do this through him or not through him. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Just watch that boy. Watch that boy go.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. For most Americans, President's Day counts as a trivial holiday, but this year it looks as if Donald Trump made the most of the occasion. Perhaps he saw results of new historian polls and noted that the five all-time greats shared common characteristics. Lincoln, Washington, FDR, Theodore Roosevelt, and Eisenhower all made a priority of finding allies in the pursuit of their governing agenda. They displayed determination and optimism rather than erratic plunges into apocalyptic gloom. President Trump channeled that positive spirit in his speech before a joint session of Congress, emphasizing aspiration over anger, cooperation over confrontation. Yes, it's just one speech, but an enormous television audience helped President Trump refocus the administration on a coherent program of common sense conservative reform. His GOP colleagues should feel relieved while Democrats struggle to cope with a new Trump who'd rather make deals than wage Twitter wars. I'm Michael Medved.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, this is a great time of the year to go out to Singing Hills and take a free tour, but so many people coming out not only to see new additions at Singing Hills Memorial Park, but also to explore some special opportunities.
That's right, Mark. You know, we're finding more and more families want to have their own unique private estate. So come out and see us, and we'll show you the beautiful grounds that we have there, and you know, you might want something just for your family.
That's possible to do that. Yeah, Singing Hills is not what you think of when you think cemetery. It's more like a park, beautiful ponds and lovely foliage and just a peaceful, beautiful place. You don't know that unless you go out and take a look. And it's a great time to go out, as I said, and take that free tour right now. And if you mention this ad, also significant savings available for you now at Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Sam Rasul. Get this, Sam, the man's going to be in next hour. And I had a chance today to talk to somebody who has the same background I have as in my upbringing. They're Jewish, but they, you know, have not yet become a Christian. And there we were just talking, and I was telling them of that person about me and Sam getting together as a Palestinian Christian and a Jewish Christian. It's just like, wow! Because if you understand the animosity that exists, not just there, but in certain places in America, you would really appreciate that it's not just good San Diego radio. It's very miraculous that we have this common mindset, Sam and I, and that's to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is fantastic. So I just want to give Sam all the props in the world. If you are thinking, I am thinking real estate, then you want to be thinking Sam. And you want to go to thinksam.com, because if you think real estate, then you should thinksam.com. See how that works? What an association that is. Now, you can call him at 858-780-1-SAM. I think most people use his website, but 858-780-1-SAM. couple things to tell you, and then we'll move on. One, if you are looking for somebody to look at your house because you want to sell it, and you just really want somebody to show you and walk you through the property and give you not just the comps, but looking at the neighborhood and looking at the street appeal, looking at the blood, sweat, and tears and the tender, loving care, Sam will come out and meet with you for no charge at your house. He'll give you the information, and you do not have to use him. He will be, he was just so confident that he can show you that he'll come out and take the time, spend an hour with you no matter what. Also, if you're selling your house and you use Sam, he will forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house. And then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow and does not charge interest. Like, that is a man who is confident in what he's doing in his job. ThinkSam.com. You will enjoy working with Sam, getting to know Sam. And then if you want to just be blown away, just say, give me the cliff notes on your testimony. But you better get ready because that is some testimony. All right, last thing I'm going to talk about, and then we're going to get great into the DDD. Do not forget, please, 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 do not forget, please, about our app. The app is good for Android, it's good for iPhone, and it's free for KPRZ. So we strongly encourage that. And I did get a little bit of a piece of paper on the pastor's master's information coming up, which is going to be coming up in the next, I think it's in May, and that's where everybody goes out for the golf outing, and I don't play, because if I play golf while everybody's in the golf outing, then everybody has to get extra insurance. So I just go around and talk to people. See, Salem's not entirely dumb, right? It's like, no. Keep him in a cart without a club. Good idea. All right, here we go. Let's get into our next segment. I don't remember. Does this have – this also has a sound. We just talked about the sin of self. When it's self, 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 mind, name it and claim it, self-empowerment, law of attraction, which, by the way, history is extremely demonic. If you're a person who's into the secret, you better find out a little bit more what's going on there, because that beginning is not cool. And everything that's just self-oriented, self, 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 is not the way to go, because in the Christian walk, you begin to live when you die. Now, let's talk about how that takes place, but let's start with our sound.
After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Take the red pill. Take the red pill. Oh, here's the deal. Because the reality is you get into a passage like Philippians 4, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and everybody knows that you can't just use a scripture any way you want just for the sake of using it. So in context, if you use it in the whole portion, you get to understand that Philippians 4:13 has to do with a salvation and an ability to endure. There is the passage that says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. The problem with trying to limit that to salvation for those who are looking for context is Paul doesn't say, I can do salvation through him who strengthens me. He said, I can do everything. And the scripture had to do with contentment, because Philippians 4:11 talks about being content in Christ. And the way that one accomplishes contentment in Christ is the same way one understands Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because the Lord is the shepherd, our shepherd, we are not in a wanting position. There's a big difference between want and needs. Most of those things you think you need, you don't need. Oxygen, you need. A gold-plated toothbrush, you don't need. Just, come on.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having the nicer things. You know, that
when anybody says that to me, all they're saying is, I'm going to justify my money no matter what. It's like, okay. Just look at the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Here is what you need to know. That in Christ, we can do great things for the kingdom of God that are of necessity, that are important. You can't do great things through Christ that are contrary to the kingdom of God. That's not going to happen. And in fact, in talking about bearing fruit, Jesus takes the exact opposite tact in John 15, 4 through 5. He says, remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine. You're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. When it says apart from me, you can do nothing, he's saying you're not going to bear any fruit apart from me. You can't do the kingdom stuff apart from me. You can talk kingdom. You can fake walk kingdom. You can do anything you want. People go to church all the time and can come up with a presentation like they're totally devoted to Jesus. But in their hearts, they're putting in their time. They're doing their social work. And their heart might not be right where we need it to be or where the Lord wants it to be. I'm not saying everybody goes to church is bad. But you can't tell me everybody that goes to church is saved either. That would be insane. Just because somebody goes to church does not make them a Christian any more than walking through your garage makes you a car. It just doesn't work that way. So it's got to be the things that we do, they have got to be in Jesus. That's why when you're talking about, you know, the name it and claim it and self-empowerment, and the law of attraction, all these things are self-oriented. You could say, well, I would give glory to God. Yeah, but the person right next to you might give glory to a plant. And the person next to them might give glory to soap. Self is not the direction that Christianity walks us in. Selfless is where Christianity walks you. And we can do all the things that we need to do in the kingdom of God through Jesus. And you can do nothing apart from Jesus in the kingdom of God. Can't be done. It's an empty work. It has no true value if it's not connected to the Lord. Through him or not through him is answered in the most simplistic formula. It has to be through him. Nothing apart from him. No fruit. Everything through him, all fruit. But that's not the question. You want to know what the question is? I'm so glad that people ask this all the time. The question is, why? Why does it have to be through Jesus? Why can it be nothing apart from him? Why is that? What's the reasoning behind it in the heart and mind of God as he opens up his word and teaches us his heart and shares with us? What's the reasoning that God shares with us that everything has to be through Jesus and nothing is accomplished apart from Jesus regarding the kingdom? Why is what we're going to answer when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4 and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
God is great, we are small, and that is good.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Sheridan Voisey. King Canute was one of the most powerful men on earth in the 11th century. In a now famous tale, it is said that he ordered his chair to be placed on the shore as the tide was rising. "You are subject to me," he said to the sea. "I command you, therefore, not to rise unto my land, nor to wet the clothing or limbs of your master." But the tide continued to rise, drenching the king's feet. This story is often told to draw attention to Canute's pride. Actually, it's a story about humility. "Let all the world know that the power of kings is empty," Canute says next, "save him by whose will heaven, earth, and sea obey." Canute's story makes a point. God is the only all-powerful one. Job discovered the same. Compared to the one who laid earth's foundations, who commands morning to appear and night to end, who stocks the storehouses of the snow and directs the stars, we are small. There is only one ruler of the waves, and it's not us. Canute's story is good to reenact when we begin feeling too clever or proud about ourselves. Walk to the beach and tell the tide to halt, or try commanding the sun to step aside. We'll soon remember who is really supreme and thank him for ruling our lives. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things I do want to tell you. Please keep in mind this. We got the Gaither Vocal Band going to be having a performance April 9th at Shadow Mountain Community Church. Our next appeal going to be coming in a couple of weeks with Bible League. That's going to be kind of cool. We always do a great job with them. We love the interaction with them. They're really solid. They do an excellent job. By the way, everybody did an excellent job on the last appeal. I mean, I really appreciate that. Please do not forget, please, 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 the Experience Israel trip. We're really pushing for churches that are smaller and medium-sized churches to be able to use the Salem format to get a discount. That's the kind of direction we decided to go this year, because in San Diego, there's a lot of churches that do excellent tours, and they do them all over. I mean, people that are on this station, seven different ministries that are on this station do tours, okay? We want them to do that. You get as many people to go as you can. But if you're a church and you're looking to kind of partner up with other smaller churches or medium-sized churches to get those same big discounts, that's where we're headed for this year. Every year we have some type of angle or some type of approach to work it. That's the work it approach that we're going for. If you want more information on the tours, because the tour is going to be November 1st through the 10th with Sean Thornton, the senior pastor of Calvary Community Church. He's going to be leading the crew, so to speak. You can go to kprz.com to get more information. Remember, this is from our friend Reuven Doran and Genesis Tours. You know it's going to be a solid and fantastic tour. But if you're looking to get a discount, this is that opportunity to do so. So we would encourage that. Okay? Okay.
It's all right. It's all right.
Okay, dokie. I want to get into the why. Do we have a sound for this too? All right, play the sound, and then I want to kind of reset this. Go ahead.
Make it so. 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 Make it so.
Make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
Okay. Make it so. I want you to understand what's going on. We talked about the fact that it is too easy for people to be so focused on themselves that it's a me, 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 mine attitude. And a lot of times things that we'll do are like that. So, for example, and I'm going to get some mail on this, but it's okay. So, for example, the person that says to the Lord, Lord, I would be a better steward of this money than most of the people that have money. Let me win the $10 million lotto and I'll split it with you. So wait. So then people are, what they're saying is, God, if you give me $10 million, I'll give you five. Or they're actually saying, hey, God, give me $5 million. Okay, that's kind of what's going on. Now, then you have the more spiritual person that will say, if you let me win the $10 million lottery, I'll give you $7 million. And I'll only keep three. And wow, that person's spiritual. And then you have that one person who's you just know, God, if you give me $10 million, I'll give you $9 million and I'll only keep $1 million. But you do understand that you're just simply asking God for $1 million, right? I mean, that's what's really going on. I mean, this that honest moment of, but I can do so much good. Oh, you could have a nice big fat checking account too, right? It'd be more impressive if you said to God, let me win $10 million and I'll give you 11. Now we're talking. When you do that, then you know you're there. So the sin of self is pretty evident, and we recognize that in advancing the kingdom of God and working in the kingdom of God, this must be done through Jesus. Through Jesus, all things are possible. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Not some things, not just salvation things, all things. But that doesn't really mean you can eat a ham sandwich through Jesus, because that's not the context. But it does mean anything related to the kingdom, especially living in a contented position of life because of your trust in God. That was the core of what Jesus was what Paul was talking about, that can be done through Jesus Christ. And on the other side of that, Jesus is going, you're not really going to bear a lot of fruit in the kingdom of God. If you're going to try and bear this fruit apart from me, it's not going to happen. But the question comes down to this, and I think it's an important question. We've covered it in the past. We're going to cover it again. Tugboat Todd will remember because we covered it not that long ago, but it's important for us to note. It's important for us to recognize. And that is, why does it have to come through Jesus? Why is it important that the things that we do come through Jesus Christ? And I want to answer that in a in the best way I can. How about that? All right. I want to just give it to you. Here's one of the things that I kind of want you to, hopefully I want you to get this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, it says this. For we are co-workers in God's service. We are co-workers in God's service. The reason that things need to come through Jesus and that we can do things through Jesus and we can't do things apart from Jesus is because in everything that we engage with in the Lord, he wants there to be a partnership. There's a partnership in the writing of the Bible. There's a partnership between God and Adam and Eve, which was destroyed by sin, but the intent was to fellowship with Adam and Eve in the garden. There's a partnership that was redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and for our eternity, it will be a partnership with God from the redemption of Jesus Christ to spend eternity with God in every capacity, in the workings and in the livings. In the situation and in the ministry and in the eternal, God loves partnering with people. And that's what I want you to get. Mark 16:19-20 says this. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. And the disciples went everywhere and preached. And the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. That's a partnership. That's proclaiming the word. That's what they were doing. And God was coming behind them and showing miraculous power. And in that combination of God's power and their declaration, there was a partnership. It's like chocolate and peanut butter. I mean, what do you want? It's like ice cream and chocolate sauce on top. It's like any of those. It's like they're, you know, really cool independently, but put them together and it's like zowie. Unbelievable. And the Lord loves partnering with his people. Do you think that God needs you to pray to him for your need? Do you think that's what's going on? Well, the Lord must want, he must need my energy of prayer in order for him to be sustainable. No. The Lord is sustainable apart from any humanity. He has chosen to be in a partnership with humanity and has brought you and I into his presence and then says, commune with me, be with me, connect with me, and we'll do great things together. Now, you might be thinking, well, that sounds great in ministry, Dave. I mean, who wouldn't believe that? But that's short-sighted. It's not just in ministry. It's in your life. It's what you do. It's where you go. It's who you're with. It's how you engage. God wants to partner with you in everything.
Let me ask you this question from a dumb theological point of view. If God didn't want to partner with you, why does the Holy Spirit live in you? I'm just asking. Just help me. So the Holy Spirit lives in you because you acknowledged and you agreed, surrendered, and support the testimony of God regarding his son, Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of the living God abides in you, and you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and now he lives in you, but he doesn't want to partner with you? He's just living in you because he doesn't want to get a cab, and he just wants to use you. Or, see how silly that is? Just think about how ridiculous some of those things are. If the Lord is living inside of you, of course he wants to partner with you. Listen, he's going to spend eternity with you. I don't know if you know this or not, but that's a long time. It's not like you're going on a date. It's like eternity. Like forever. Well, would you spend eternity with somebody you didn't like? Because I wouldn't. So God has this partnership desire to engage with us. And he works with us in ministry and in life and in work and in relationships as he is trying to pour into us the best that we are able to receive. Now, granted, we don't do that great a job of receiving it, but the idea is that his desire is to engage with us continually. Or then if that's not the case, then why was Jesus' name Emmanuel, which means God with us? Gets pretty tough to argue when you start dropping passages like that, doesn't it? Why are you arguing? Why wouldn't you want God to be your partner? What better partner could you have? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Father.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
The next time you're feeling sorry for yourself, compare yourself to Christ. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Next time you're being criticized, for example, weigh that against what he endured. The next time you have to give up something comfortable, compare it to what he gave up. Every other person comes to live, but Jesus came with a drive to die from the very start. Listen to this. Consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that, here's the purpose, you may not grow weary and lose heart. That's quite a promise. You won't grow weary, you won't get worn out if you focus on Christ.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. David rightly understood how holy and righteous God is. He said, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways." And he said, "Thy righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens." Sadly, many people today completely misunderstand God's righteousness. If they really understood how righteous God is, do you think they would live the way they do? Instead, they sin, thinking God won't judge them because they're basically good people. But God is a righteous judge and a God who has indignation every day toward the wicked. And the penalty he has established for sin is death and hell. Don't let the world corrupt your view of God. Don't underestimate his righteousness. Don't treat your sin lightly. Instead, confess and forsake it and come to Christ who can forgive it. This is John MacArthur, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should let you know you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's a great way to do it. We want to have a close-in on this last teaching segment because we've been talking about the sin of self. And a lot of people don't like to hear that, but it's pretty clear in Scripture, especially when you get into something along the lines of Matthew 10:37 through 39. It says that the one who finds his life will lose it, but the one who loses his life because of me will find it. You really want to find yourself? The best thing you can do is die in Jesus so that the real you can emerge, the one that God intended you to be, not the one that's born of flesh. So we talked about the sin of self and how name it and claim it and self-empowerment, law of attraction. There's some problems there because they're all self-centered. And then we kind of walked ourselves through and understood that through Christ, there is kingdom building. But apart from Christ, there is not kingdom building. And so when you're self-focused, you don't tend to build the kingdom through Jesus. You don't tend to build the kingdom at all. And so we then dove into the reason why God establishes it that way. And the reason is because God loves to partner with his people. God loves you. 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are co-workers in God's service. Listen to this. If God didn't want to partner with you, why would the Holy Spirit live in you? It's just so logical, so simple. It doesn't take much. So I wanted to come down, close this with the answer to everything in life, which is really the real secret. Do we have a sound on that?
It's a secret. It's a secret.
Excellent job. Very good, Tugboat Todd. Here's the dealios. The answer to everything in life, the real secret. You know, there's that movie, The Secret, okay, which was not good and based off channeling of a... No, I don't want to talk about that. I'm just going to give you the real secret to life in every situation, in all of eternity, in all that you deal with. Building off of understanding the sin of self, building off the understanding that only through Jesus Christ can you actually build in the kingdom, and understanding that God does so because he loves to partner with you, then what is the answer to life? Here it is. Exodus 33:13. If you are pleased with me, Moses said, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. The Lord said, I will do the very thing you've asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Then Moses said, now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy and compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, there is a place near me where you may stand, and my glory will pass by. I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand, and you will see my back. But my face must not be seen. God is so powerful. God is so strong and so fantastic
But look at what the answer to life is. Moses spends days with God and days with God, and he's so close to God, his face is shining like a light bulb. It's like somebody painted his face with a fluorescent light, and Mo is shining all over the place. He even has to wear a veil just to cover it. And Moses, in his throes and in his connections with the Lord, says one thing that you and I had better learn to say. You know what he says? He says, "More, Lord. It's not enough. I need more of you in my life." I got a message for you. You want to know the real secret to walking in Christianity? The answer in every one of those things is more of God. You want to know what the solution is in business? More of God. You want to know what the solution is in family? More of God. You know what the solution is in regards to everything that you engage with? More of God. You want to be more like Jesus? More of God. You can't get enough. And Moses is like, "No, I want more." And it's like, "No, I want to see all the glory." And God's like, "Okay, well, that's nice. But if I show you everything, dude, you're going to blow up." And he's like, "Okay, but I want to see as much as I can." Because that's the answer for the Christian. More. More of the Lord. More in your circumstance. More in your situation. More in your hope. More in your faith. More in your understanding. More in your encounters. More in all of it. And you might be sitting there thinking, "How do I get more? How do I get more of the Lord? What do I do?" Here it is. Get ready. The $1 trillion question and the $1 trillion answer. Ask. If my son called me up today, "I'd spend more time with you, Dad," I'd be like, "Okay." Now, how hard is that? Not. So if you go to God, "I want more of you." What is he going to say? "No, I'm sorry. I can only give you so much. You know, you're taking up too much of my time." That's not what a dad does, is it? No. More of God is the answer. You think, "Oh, that just seems so simple." Okay. Do it then. If it's so easy, do it. Bring yourself to a place where in every situation you encounter with every person under every circumstance, you simply ask God, "More of you in this." If it's so easy, do it. Then let me know what happens. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.